Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Friday, May 27th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Political activist Atherton Martyr says government handouts is a sign of the DLP administration's weakness. Incel Air becomes first airline to reconnect Guyana and Brazil. And Hiroshima memory must never fade, Obama says on historic visit. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. In news this morning, political activist Athi Mate is of the view that the government handouts is a sign of the DLP administration's weakness. He says the government has run out of options and has attempted to fool the public into believing that their back is against the wall, and by giving handouts and deepening the level of dependency on the government, this highlights the weakness of the Dominican government. Martyr says this is not a collapse of the society, but it is a sign of a governmental collapse.
So it seems to me that this government has run out of options. They are scared. Their back is against the wall. They are attempting to make it look like the people's backs are against the wall. I really do believe that the only honorable course of action open to a government whose back is against the wall, which means they've run out of ideas, it is patently clear they don't know how to deal with the basic needs of the country. The only way they know how to deal with basic needs is to give handouts. So the deepening of that level of dependency is not so much even a sense of the weakness of the people. It is more a sense of the weakness of the government.
Political activist Atherton Martyr. Meantime, Wesley MP Ezekiel Bazil says the DLP government seems to be placing the final nail in the coffin of Dominica's banana industry. He says Dominica has lost its Antiguan market to St. Lucia, and farmers who went into debt based on the government's promises are now unable to see the profit from their labor. Brazil called on the bank to consider compensating farmers, as many of their farms have been infested by the menace of the black sigatoka.
The government pay no attention. They have literally lost the Antigua market to St. Lucia. All right? The government seems to pay no attention to these farmers. Farmers are struggling. I am calling on the government to take seriously the farmers of Dominica. They seem to be giving the banana industry its final nail to the coffin. Because these farmers believed the government. They went to the bank. Some of them took loans. Some of them dried up their savings. And now that they have done that much, you have a situation that they cannot now recover, not even the money that was spent. Black sigatoka is destroying these bananas. The farmers are crying.
Wesley MP Ezekiel Bazil. In more news, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, says he is in agreement with Vincentian Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves, who told Vincentians to consider withdrawing their savings from the Royal Bank of Canada on the heels of a $25 per month service charge on savings accounts. Astafan says these fees implemented on Monday, May 23rd, 2016 are not only exorbitant but extortionate. He accused Dominica's finance minister of only showing interest in paying voters and being inconsiderate to Dominican consumers.
And I agree with Ralph Gonzalez. The few are exorbitant. But I would say more than that, it's extortionary. And you don't hear about the Minister of Finance in Dominica. He doesn't worry about the consumers. All he's doing is buttering people to vote for him. In your constituency, in Point Michel, to friends, said he does not understand what is going on in Dominica. And he's not interested. All he's interested in is paying the people he knows who would vote for him.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan. No, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says his government is committed to improving air access in Dominica. The matter of air access in Dominica has been an issue affecting the tourism sector for quite some time. But Skerrit says the announcement of increased flights to the island from regional carrier Liat and partnerships being built with a number of other airlines is a step in the right direction.
With my very harsh letter to the CEO of Liat, and I did not cause the CEO of Liat to resign. Liat is responding to us in a practical way by increasing the number of flights into Dominica. And of course, we're working with a number of airlines to ensure that we can improve air access into Dominica, and that's our commitment to us. Of course, there will always be challenges, but let us build on the successes that we've had.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Meantime, Minister of Culture Justina Charles says the recent subvention from the governing DLP to the House of Nyabingi signifies respect to Rastafarians and a commitment to the African Day celebrations. On May 23, 2016, Dominica observed Africa Day, and the members of the House of Nyabingi and Rastafarians marched from Portersville Sabana to Harlem Plaza. In recent years, governments provided a subvention to the House of Nyabingi for staging their celebration, Charles said at a ceremony held at Harlem Plaza. This signifies respect to all Rastafarians and the support that government gives to all people of this nation. The involvement and collaboration of various stakeholders are thus vital to realizing the broadest participation of the population in the celebrations, she stated. Additionally, Charles told the media that her ministry will continue to assist the efforts of the House of Nyabingi. In the meantime, in more news in the region, as of July 4, 2016, Incel Air of Curaçao will connect Guyana and Brazil by air after a five-year void of no direct air services between the two countries that share a vast frontier. This long-awaited service is welcomed by the public. The last airline to fly this route was Meta, which flew between Paramaribo, Georgetown, and Boa Vista, and that service ended around 2011. Incel plans to fly three times weekly between Boa Vista, Brazil, and the Chedi Jagan International Airport in Guyana. These flights will connect seamlessly with Incel's network of 26 destinations in the Pan-American region, according to a press release from the airline on Monday. In just 120 minutes from Georgetown to its hub in Curaçao, passengers can connect to destinations such as Miami, Santo Domingo, and St. Martin, Incel stated. Incel will fly what it termed a comfortable regional 70 on the 65-minute flight between Boa Vista and Georgetown. Meantime, Barack Obama has become the first serving U.S. president to visit Hiroshima since the World War II nuclear attack. Mr. Obama said the memory of the 6th of August 1945 must never fade, but did not apologize for the U.S. attack, the world's first nuclear bombing. Mr. Obama spoke to a number of survivors and, in an address, called on nations to pursue a world without nuclear weapons. At least 140,000 people died in Hiroshima and another 74,000 3 days later in a second bombing in Nagasaki. And that's the morning news, but first to recap of our headlines. Political activist Atherton Mate says government handouts is a sign of the DLP administration's weakness. Incel Air becomes first airline to reconnect Guyana and Brazil, and Hiroshima memory must never fade, Obama says on historic visit. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.kthomas.com. q95da.com. You can view the stories or click the podcast icon and listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.